Chief Mitchell, Winchester Fire. And Chief, earlier in your public comments, you mentioned about how this brings a lot of memories back and the personal connection you have to some of the folks that are tied directly to tunnels and towers.
That's correct. Unfortunately, when we lost Logan just a short while ago, some of our local members and some of those within our own organization were impacted by that because they knew him personally. Likewise, Mr. Frazier lived quite a while in Shenandoah County, and I knew him through the fire and service organization there. So it does tie all this together and the important work that Tunnel to Towers is doing.
What's a day like today mean to Winchester in this area?
This is huge. The intent behind it and the fact that we were selected as one of the stops along this journey that Frank's taking is extremely impactful to fire and service as well as the police organization we have here in the city.
And walk me through the public safety as well. You guys are in there every single day, putting it on the line, just as they did, you know, 9/11, 2001. What's that like day to day for you and for the new folks that are coming in that don't have that remembrance of 9/11 because they are so young?
So part of what we like to do in the fire service now is really teach those young members coming on board what the history of the fire service is and what some of these events meant to the fire service and the changes that we're making because of that. Numerous changes coming across through safety efforts, as well as looking at cancers and what that means to the fire service members. Throughout the years, we've lost a number of members to cancer, so we're addressing those issues. And there's a dynamic change in place. But really, it comes through education and teaching those newer members.
Chief, certainly appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thanks.